You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hello and welcome to the Study Clicks podcast. I'm Luke, and today I'm joined by
Andy
and Aaron.
And we're all from the social media team turned podcasters. And today we're going to be chatting through some advice for the last couple of weeks before the exams. It's a very stressful time for students in general, so any bit of advice I'm sure will be welcomed. You know, we're not experts, but kind of everyone has been in this boat before, or similar boats at least. So we'll just try and give some last minute advice for the exams coming up. So I suppose straight away I'll kind of turn it back on you guys, because you did the Leaving Cert more recently, but can you remember how you felt during this time and what kind of emotions and stuff you were going through? I'm sure it was very stressful.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's definitely a very intense time. You know, there's a lot going on. Like, it's a very obviously intense course that you're trying to remember all of, like, in the space of a few weeks before, you know, you have to dish it all out for one last time. But I think, yeah, it's definitely very easy to get overwhelmed and stressed. I know myself, I was very panicked, because obviously, like, you know yourself, everything you have to get done, and then you've, like, teachers, you know, putting obviously a lot of pressure on you and everything. And so it's easy to kind of let it become a lot. But honestly, yeah, it's just important to try and kind of, I don't know, balance things. Even like, you can't let it become your whole life, even though like, obviously that's a lot easier said than done. Like, I know for me it definitely felt like a lot leading up to like the last kind of month, but I think it's different for every person as well, because, you know, obviously people have like different goals and things with the Leaving Cert. But yeah, definitely quite a stressful time.
Was it the same for you, Andy, or were you a bit more cool, calm and collected?
Very stressful, as Aaron says, trying to balance things and trying to find a way to enjoy and make the most of your last few weeks in school as well, because I felt like that was a big thing for me, making sure that I didn't make my last few weeks all about the Leaving Cert and ruining my last few weeks in school when I could have been, you know, enjoying my time with friends. Obviously I'm still studying, but there's a way where you can be present and kind of still enjoy class. And there's a lot of fun things that usually go on in most schools. In my school, there was a lot of stuff in the last few weeks that was kind of a good bit of crack. So yeah, it's not thinking that it's all doom and gloom, because there's nice moments in there too, but obviously keeping the head down and just kind of feeling like, I know when I got there at that point, I was almost ready. I was like, I'm so ready for this to be, I'm ready. I just want to do it. So you kind of get to a stage where you're like, I actually want this to happen now, instead of, God, I never want the Leaving Cert to happen. You kind of are like, just give it to me. And maybe whether you're ready or not, you just want it to be done. The sooner I start, the sooner I can be done. Yeah,
get it over with. And that's such a good point as well about the last couple of weeks in school. I know a lot of Leaving Cert students, and in some cases junior cycle students, they kind of stop coming to school for the last couple of weeks, which is fair enough. You know, you're thinking to yourself, I'll get more done at home. But it is nice to be in school every so often, just to kind of have that sense of camaraderie. And it can be quite isolating when you're studying at home all the time as well. This is kind of the time of year, I mean, a lot of them will probably be over already, but for like the graduations and stuff. And it's really important to just, like, even though that the Leaving Cert is like looming over you in the next couple of weeks, to be able to enjoy your own graduation. And like, not feel guilty about that, or like not feel like you've missed out on like loads of study because, you know, you went out after your graduation, or you took the day off to go to it. Like, it's just as important, really, and you'll remember that probably for much longer than you'll remember like what exactly happens in an exam. So it is important to not feel too guilty. Aaron, you kind of touched on it there with about being like overwhelmed. Do you think it's quite easy for students? I know for myself, whenever I'm studying for exams, I in the last couple of weeks I completely burn myself out, and I feel like it's just so dangerous, because like, if you're completely burnt out, like I have nothing left to give, and then you're like expected to sit for 3 hours and write an answer competently in an exam, it's like impossible. So do you think that, like, how do you think that a student could go about avoiding burnout at this stage?
I think at this point, like, it's really important to just kind of pace yourself with your study. Like, if you burn yourself out at this point in time, you know, you're not going to be in the right mindset when it comes to actually sitting the exams. And, you know, if you're not feeling right physically and mentally, like, you're not going to perform as well as you would if you're like feeling kind of, you know, like more positive and more kind of like just better in yourself. So I think in terms of avoiding burnout, like it's obviously so important to still take breaks. Like, I don't know if it's just me, but I've seen on my TikTok at the minute, like there's so many Leaving Cert students who are doing like 10-hour study days and like things like that leading up to the exams. And obviously I do understand it, because like at this point in time, you know, when you feel like you have so much to get covered and so much to get through, like it can feel like that's the only option, like that you need to dedicate all this time now to covering like absolutely everything in one day. And while, you know, you could still be productive that way, and while different things work for everybody, I don't know if I'd recommend, like, you know, you don't have to go crazy. Like at this point in time, like you've been doing constant revision and constant study for like 2 years straight, even if you don't think that you have been, but even like doing homework and things like that, like you've taken in so much more than you realize. And I think that like it's so, like if you keep doing like such intense study days like that, or like staying up like till all hours of the night studying, you're gonna burn out, like inevitably you will. And I think it's so important to kind of prioritize yourself in that sense too, because like while obviously the exam's very important and you have a lot you want to get done, like you're only human, and you know, like people cannot physically work for that amount of time. Like you're going to end up forgetting just as much as you actually do learn. So I think definitely taking breaks and just focusing on like little bits at a time is the most effective way to kind of tackle things by now. I don't know. I just think, yeah, it's definitely important to kind of be like, to have kind of healthy study habits. Like yeah, obviously, you know, like it's important to obviously, yeah, sit down and get a lot covered, but I think doing it in a way that's good for you and that like
sustainable, even like that,
yeah,
kind
exactly
of like you can keep going. Yeah, I think it's just so easy to fall into that trap, and I think more so than anything it's panic that students experience. Yeah, it's like, I mean, like we've literally all been there when like you feel like you can remember less than you like, you know what I mean, like you feel like you can't even, you wouldn't even be able to answer all the questions in the paper. Like it's that kind of feeling of opening up the paper and like not recognizing what's written there. And I feel like that is probably just, it just drives students to like crazy levels of study and like panicking. And like we said, like you will just burn out. Annie, do you have any tips for kind of like, you seem like someone who kind of keeps calm, keeps the head in stressful situations. So do you have any tips for like not panicking or not letting your mind go to that kind of place of, oh my God, I don't know anything?
I think I have a good way of looking calm on the outside, Luke, but sometimes there's a lot going on the inside. But no, yeah, I was going to say, well, listening to Aaron, it was interesting because I was like talking about people doing 10-hour days, and that was something that I could never even fathom. Like, I'm interested, like, Aaron, how much did you like study each before in the week up to the Leaving Cert? Like, how much a day would you study, just out of interest? Do you remember? On average?
If I'm being honest, like, directly leading up to the Leaving Cert, because okay, I remember for me, like I know Luke, you were talking about people like coming into school versus staying at home. After our grad, we had the option, like we could come into school, but like there wasn't anything going on. We just like sat in like the library in our school and like did work. But like there'd be like massive groups of us coming in, and like honestly, more often than not, we would just kind of get nothing done. Because like I don't know, like obviously I did loads, and like especially the night before the exam, you know, it was kind of like panic, like I'd kind of, you know, cram everything, like I wouldn't stay up until like the middle of the night, but I kind of, you know, like panic go through everything. But like I feel like in the last like week or couple of weeks, like I think it was just at the stage that you kind of mentioned, Andy, where I felt like I just kind of wanted to get it over with, and I feel like no matter how much I did, it was just kind of like, I don't know, because like I think at that point in time, like you're, like it is the last time that you're going to be with those people really. And like in that school environment, I think it's hard to kind of motivate yourself. I don't know. Like obviously I did.
Give me a number.
I did like.
Just tell us you did 12 hours there. Just tell us you did 12 hours a day.
You did quite a lot. I'm
no, I don't know.
I feel like you're a person who did, who like, I feel like you're, you would have studied quite a bit, and I'm interested to just, give me a number, Erin. I'll tell you my number.
I don't know. I can't really give a number. Like I did.
You're like a politician, Erin.
You did it last year. I did it like 70. I'm joking. Ago. Sorry, I'm 30 according to the TikTok comments. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't know, during the year, I honestly, because I did after school study in school, so we'd have like 2 hours where we'd have to, like, we'd leave up our phones and, like, you just have no choice but to do study. So I did most of my study, honestly, during that time. And then I'd come home and, like, I was so, like, I'd get so easily distracted and I was such a procrastinator, to be honest with you. So I don't know, like, I try to do a few hours, like, I try, like, download apps on my phone to try and, like, get me to go off it and actually, like, study.
Yeah. But
I don't know, I feel like the max I probably do in a day was, like, 4 or 5 hours. I don't know, like, I don't think, like,
oh, that's pretty good. I thought you were gonna hit us with like the 12. I thought you were gonna hit us with like either 12 hours or like 35 minutes in the morning.
Oh, I think that's crazy. Like, I obviously do, like, no judgment here, like, do whatever works for you, but also I just think, like, your brain cannot handle that much information in the one day. Like, you're gonna get so tired and so burnt out. Like, obviously, like, I feel like, okay, I'd be sat at my desk for like way longer periods of time than that, but in terms of how much study I actually got done, I feel like it was a lot less. Like, I had good intentions, but, you know, but I think, like, yeah, realistically, like, it you just can't handle an awful lot more than that at any, like, in one day. I don't know, I feel like
of like intense study.
I was gonna say, Luke, I think what I was gonna, the point I was gonna make was that I think understanding how you study and not feeling like, because it's the weeks up until leaving cert, that you need to completely change everything. Because I feel like if you get like to the first two, the last like 2 weeks, I was someone who might have studied, like, struggled to study more than 3 hours at the most, but like I'd probably do between two and one a day. Like, I was quite lucky though, the way my brain worked, I didn't need to do as much study. But like, if you know how you work, don't start doubting yourself, because everybody around you is doing loads. And I was like, okay, because now I'm in the last 2 weeks, I need to like double the amount of time I'm doing. It kind of feels like that because it's like the last stretch. And there is a little bit of that where I think you probably should do a little bit more, but it's not like I normally do 2-3 hours study. Now the Leaving Cert's here, I need to do like 6 or 7 just to make sure I'm covered. I feel like if you know how you work, you need to trust that this is what works for me, because you've obviously built up something over like, obviously, like first and second year and third year, well, first and second year exams and fifth year exams are kind of the same, but not. But like, you know how you study and you know what works, because you've known what's gotten you good results usually or what works for you. So I would say just keep sticking with what you're doing. Don't feel like you need to completely change everything and like go crazy. And it's like doing the smaller things right, which I know we're going to touch on, like sleeping and eating and everything like that. But it's like, don't like, just trust that you, Leaving Cert is like exams, like any other exams you've done. Whatever's worked for you in the past, stick to that and trust it, and don't feel like you need to just completely rearrange the way you study and like double everything. I think is something that worked for me. I was like, don't panic, it's just keep doing what you've always been doing, you'll be fine. And it worked, so I think that's a good tip.
Yeah, there's no point like reinventing the wheel. Like, if it's, you know, there's nothing to, if there's no, like, if it's worked for you in the past, it's not going to completely like do you dirty in the exam. You'll be fine. Like, it will pay off. If you're serious about your exams, StudyClicks Premium is the best way to study. You'll get access to every exam question by topic, marking schemes and solutions, plus exclusive mock exam questions and papers. No more scrambling for the right questions, just structured exam ready prep. And for podcast listeners, here's €10 off with this code podcast10 at checkout. Go to studyclicks.ie and get your upgrade today. I suppose while we're talking about study specifically, I suppose we should probably talk about some kind of study methods or things that students can do to kind of ease the burden or make them feel like they're being productive. And Aaron, I know you touched on procrastination, which we'll come back to, but I think the main thing for students at the moment is like prioritizing subjects, which subject, which topics to prioritize. I think it's so easy. Like, I am the guiltiest person for this ever, but of studying things that I already know, like like the things I'm most confident with, that I like could definitely write like an essay on in the morning, I like force myself to study it again because I'm like, hey, I'm being productive, but like I actually know what it is. I feel like as well, like you need to like let, like you need to know when to park something. Like, if you're studying something for hours and hours and you know it fairly well, at this point park it and move on, because like you're only going to get to know it, you know what I mean? Like, you're not doing yourself any favors by focusing on something you already know. But it is kind of hard to like let go. Like, I used to like love studying English, so I used to study English all day, but like what am I going to do in maths then? You know what I mean? Like, it's just very easy to fall into that trap. And I know that some students as well, that's not to say or to take away from students who kind of are prioritizing certain subjects. So, you know, people who are maybe just doing like ordinary level French so that they can get a place in a certain university. Like, obviously, I'm not saying, and then they want to study like, I don't know, medicine. So obviously put more time into your sciences that you need to get certain grades in. Or if you want to study engineering, I know you need a certain grade in maths or teaching, you need a certain grade in Irish. So, I mean, it does make sense to prioritize the subjects that you enjoy most and that you want to get grades in. But like, it really is important as well to bear in mind that the points count, there's points for every subject and that they do all build up. So just like, don't neglect things that you like, just don't want to study. And now is definitely not the time for that. Would you be guilty of that as well, guys, or is that just a me thing?
Yeah, I was very bad for that. Like, I had a habit of like only studying biology and like particularly like certain subjects within it. Like, I think I did the food chapter about like a million different times because I was like, it was literally the tiniest chapter in the book, and I was like, I felt so productive because I had like done like an exam question as well, even though I could like recite it like in my sleep. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's so easy to do that because like when you're doing something you like. And when you're doing something you already know, like, you feel good about yourself because you're like, wow, I've learned so much. But yeah, it's definitely really important, like, kind of especially leading up to the exams, to I suppose sort of hold yourself accountable and like realize what you actually need to get covered, as opposed to, you know, like just kind of studying for the sake of it. Yeah, I think at this point in time, like, yeah, it's important to kind of look at where you're strengths and weaknesses are, and just kind of, I feel like at this point you're not going to really benefit from like just kind of writing out notes or things like that. Like, I used to be so guilty of that. Like, I'd like to study, I'd just like spend like hours just like doing notes for like a particular topic and not really kind of learn an awful lot. So I think it's important to be kind of smart with your study at this point, so like you're going to learn an awful lot more, especially for the likes of like maths and things like that. You're going to learn so much more from actually doing exam questions and getting the method into your head, as opposed to just kind of like writing out like the steps and how you do something, or like, you know, things like that. Or like, yeah, like you're going to learn an awful lot more from testing yourself than you are any other way. So I think yeah, it's important to look at where you're kind of like things you mightn't be as confident in, and like put them kind of, you know, test yourself to see how much you can actually get learned.
Yeah, I think we've all mentioned before in previous podcasts that kind of exam papers are the best way of going about studying, especially at this point. We're not just saying that because we work for Study Clicks and it's like something we have on the side, but it really is, because like the exam papers, I mean, Andy, I think you've spoken about this before on the podcast pretty passionately. You're kind of a big believer in doing exam papers, because I mean, nothing's going to surprise you if you're familiar with the exam papers. Is that something that you did anyway, Andy? Did you practice what you preach currently?
Yeah. I like to think I did. And also, I for the last few days leading up, if you have, maybe not the last few days, but I also find something about when I go through questions with friends, or obviously there's not a lot of subjects where you can have like one word answers or something that rattles off in a sentence. But if there are, like biology was one, I think, and sometimes there's a few others, even just like translating certain things in Irish, like a phrase or something, or what does this phrase mean, something about, even if I'm the one testing someone else, so that, I don't know, that goes in my brain crazy. Obviously that's the way my brain works, but I find if I test myself with friends, that's a huge thing. Obviously that's not what you're going to do in your primary study, but if they're around and you find yourself getting really distracted and you're like, you're both like in that mood where you just can't get any work done, as Aaron says, you're in groups in the last few weeks, I'd say it can be fun as well if you're just testing yourself to see where you're at, and it definitely sticks. But yeah, no, exam papers definitely are the way to go for me. Like, I think you're not going to be, the more you just keep going, oh, exam question, exam question, exam question, and the leaving cert comes up and it's like, oh, just another exam question. It's like, I'm just at home studying. And I always found as well, I don't know if this will only apply to some people now, but it probably applied to me, especially someone who did higher level maths. There were some things that I could just never...
Subtle flex.
Bring it up. Don't ask me what I got. But I mean, there's some things in higher level maths that I just could not get my head around. And I like, you have to get to a stage where if you've been trying to get it for so long and you're like 3 weeks before the leaving cert, you're like, I still can't get this. You could like you could end up just going at it for like hours and still only maybe half understand it or never understand it. So I think there needs to be a point as well. Yeah. With some things, I think it particularly applies to maths. If there's something that you just can't get, don't waste your time on it, because like also maths, you have choice.
Mm.
So yeah. It's like, and there definitely was some things in maths that I will never get. And I just need to find that's grand. I'm never going to get that. My brain doesn't work that way. I'm not going to waste time just trying to get it into my brain, because you need to understand as well that like, you don't want to waste your time. That's a big way of wasting time. You can waste your time studying things that are you really know, or things that you almost will never get. I'm not saying give up or anything, but like if you've been trying to do it for months on end and it just doesn't go into your brain or doesn't work that way, then maybe it's time to not focus on that in the last few weeks and waste time on that.
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand with what I said about kind of park, you know, I was saying like park stuff that you already know and don't like dwell on it, like Aaron revising the food chapter in biology for 6 weeks. Like it kind of goes hand in hand with that. Like you also sometimes need to just like accept that you're not going to fully understand something. It's not going to change between now and the exams, which sounds, it kind of sounds like bad advice at first, because I know we probably should be like, you know, like keep going, it'll eventually click. We don't have,
it's being smart.
No, you don't have the luxury of time. I'm a big believer in like, if there's, and you're right, it is especially true for maths, but I found it for like Irish as well, because I used to have to kind of learn a lot of stuff in Irish. Like it didn't really flow naturally to me. I used to have to like learn an essay off and like tweak it in the exam, which I know isn't, it's just, it's not ideal, but it was just what realistically worked for me. And like, for example, if there was a topic or like you said, a maths question or whatever that I really couldn't grasp, I just like would try and learn it to a degree that I'm able to show the examiner that I tried. Mm-hmm. So like if I had to answer that question, so say you're saying there's choice in the maths paper, I can't tell you one maths topic right now off the top of my head. Say it was just something in algebra, like if I really couldn't understand it, if I could just even figure out like how to make it look like I know the method, you know, like how to start the sum, and I could pick up a couple of attempt marks somewhere, or like that if I'm in the Irish exam and it's an essay topic comes up that I really don't like, if I just have the basic vocab and something, and if I just got that down on the page so they know I've tried, like it really is, I would never leave anything blank. And I feel like when you learn, you focus on stuff that you're good at and that you'll ace in the exam, that's fine. You have stuff that you're not great at, and like, you know, I hope that comes up kind of, but also I could do without it coming up. And then you will always have the topics that you literally dread to see. And I think with those ones, you just need to get to a level where like you can competently write down something that will get you one or two marks, because like that is better than not having it at all. And you will realize very quickly what topic that is for you. Like Andy, you said certain topics in maths that you just like knew you were never going to get a full grasp of, it's better to kind of like half or even a quarter understand them and then have that. I don't know, I don't think it applies really for many other subjects, because I think some subjects are very black and white, like you can't really half remember, you can't like half remember what the certain name for something in the cell is in biology. But like, you know, for things where you're kind of like hoping for certain things to come up and hoping for others not to, that's like my number one advice for that. I don't know if that's good advice necessarily, but I think it's realistic advice, to be honest.
Yeah. Like it was in my brain, and there's definitely people out there who like don't understand certain things in maths, and like I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I see you.
And if it's 2 weeks before the exam, like again, if you're really struggling with it, it's better to just kind of get the basic grasp of it and move on than like bog yourself down in it for weeks, because I mean that's like not gonna, that won't be good. I suppose that actually leads me on to my next question, which is kind of about like, you know, we talked about prioritizing subjects that you really don't like. I suppose maybe what I just said was probably the answer to this, but I want to get your thoughts on it. Like a subject specifically, not a topic, a subject that you really like detest studying and that takes more time than others. How do you navigate that when you like all year it's been taking more time than others and you've kind of left it to the last minute? How do you navigate stuff that you've left to the last minute that you probably could grasp if you put a bit of effort into it, but like you just don't want to? Like that's kind of when procrastination comes into play, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of the time it is really just kind of mindset that holds you back. Like for me, it wasn't that I disliked music by any means. I did really like it, but for some reason I could never bring myself to like study it. And there was certain like, I don't know, Andy, I know you did music. What like set works did you have when you did it?
The Beatles and stuff.
Okay, no, yeah, because we had the other one. But we had Gerald Barry as one of ours, which was like this like crazy contemporary piece with like, I don't even know like how many sections, I forget, I don't know, but they were like so like, it was just the most crazy piece of music ever that had like no like system mm-hmm. to it. It was just like completely random, and like I left it, like I think until like we, even though we'd been doing it all year long, like it wasn't until like the day before the exam that I could actually like identify which section was which, and like because I convinced myself it was just like impossible and that I'd like never get it. And then I like actually sat down and was like, okay, I kind of have no choice now but to actually learn like what they are. And then it was like fine, and the question was actually grand. And so I think a lot of the time, like, you just kind of convince yourself like, oh my god, this is the most, you know, like I'm never going to get this, like I'm never, like I just can't bring myself to study for this. Like, I don't know, you convince yourself that things are often a lot worse than they actually are. And then when you sit down and look at them and break them down, like a lot of the time it is just breaking it down for yourself and saying, okay, how can I make this seem more digestible and like easier? And then you sit down and you do it and it's fine. It's really just kind of getting to that place of like motivating yourself, which is difficult, but then once you do, because there was so many times when I was studying for my leaving cert, and even like my very last exam was politics, and that was like, I think like most of my friends had been done the leaving cert, like at least like there was like nobody left doing it. It was like there was like six people in our class, and so everybody else was done like a week beforehand. And like getting like motivating myself to study in that time period was the most difficult thing ever. But there was so much like that I just never looked at on the course up to that point. And then I was studying it, and like there were so many subjects that I kind of only really look at things like a couple of days beforehand, and I realized like, oh my god, like this is actually very interesting. I don't know why I never studied this beforehand. I don't know, a lot of it is definitely just mindset, because like I'd have my favorite subjects that I'd always like go back to, like I'd be like biology and Irish and like even English, like I'd look at kind of I'd kind of know very well, like there wasn't anything that I'd like that I really would have neglected, I suppose. Yeah, I don't know, certain other subjects like that, like it was kind of only leading up to the exams that I really did kind of sit down and look at, because I suppose I had no choice at that point. Yeah, I think really it is just kind of motivating yourself, because then once you actually sit down and look at it, it's most of the time never as bad as you think.
Yeah, it's because there is a difference there between those, like they sound quite similar, but those two topics that we just touched on there's a difference between like stuff that you're never going to get, so you kind of have to just get to a degree that's passable, and then there's stuff that like you probably would get if you tried even a little bit, but you just don't want to, like you just said. Yeah. Like that example for music, and I will say like that follows, that like is so common, and also follows you through to college. I found like how many times I was studying for college exams like the night before, and I was like, wait, this is kind of interesting. I feel like if I'd done this weeks ago, I would like have a great grasp of this. Mm-hmm. And like, I just don't make life easy for myself, but that is very, it's just very common. It's just, there are certain topics that you think are going to be a mammoth, and then once you start them, like they're absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk as well a little bit about kind of, I guess, self-care and looking after yourself during the exams, during the build up to the exams, at least. I think looking after yourself during the exams is, well, actually, a lot of the advice is probably applicable to both. But I think something, Andy, you touched on there a minute ago was sleep and getting good sleep. I'm probably not the best person to talk about this, because before exams, like for some reason, I have a really bad habit of like, say if I study all day, it's kind of like because I got no time to like, I don't know, go on my phone or like watch anything or like do anything aside from study, I like end up staying up quite late, which, you know, I stay up late like making up for the fact I studied all day, which is like something I've had to like, yeah, exactly, like yeah. So when am I supposed to scroll on TikTok? But like obviously that's not good. Like that's probably like the opposite of advice. I really cannot say enough, don't do that, and it's something that I've definitely tried to like do less. But what are your thoughts on sleep at this point?
Yeah,
on sleep? Wonderful. Do you like sleeping?
Yeah, no, definitely important. It's like, I'd say really like the corner of your study. Like, I know there's so many studies and stuff done on like the amount of memory retention you have when you sleep and when you don't sleep, and how much it improves, like the like percentages of people. It's like crazy when you, depending on if you sleep. I know it's between, do you guys know, is it like between 8 and 10, or is it like 8 hours for our age? Or kind of when you're doing the leaving cert, I think it's around 7 to 8, is it?
Well, you're 30, yeah, well, Andy, so it's probably like 10 hours for you.
I think it's 7 to 8 for...
Me saying that as if I'm not older.
7 to 8 for like that sort of age. And apparently if you don't get that, like everything you've done, like only half of it goes in. So I think the sleep, especially coming up to it, because you're going to do... Like it's just like, it's like if you put in 10 hours of work and you lose 5 hours of work. five of the, like, if we're saying you're going to study for 10 hours in one of those days, you're going to lose five of that if you only sleep for like 4 hours. But instead, if you study for four hours and you get your 8 hours sleep, you're going to get all 4 hours of that. Like, it's, I think it's, you just can't like understate how important it is. And like, as Aaron mentioned earlier, like being physically and mentally in a good space, having a good mindset, like even just like, I don't know, going for a run or something, if that's, or going for a walk if you're not a runner, like before, in between study, just keeping everything clear up here and like eating proper food so you have energy, and like eating a good breakfast before exams and all that kind of thing. But in the lead up, like eating and sleeping is going to help you study way more, and it's going to help your memory remember everything, because you want everything to be in prime like position for you to remember and retain everything. And to do that, you need to have good sleep and study. It's just like, it's scientifically proven. So I think it's just crucial, really.
Yeah, I think when you're like in exam mode and study mode, it can be so easy to like have the worst habits ever. Yeah. Like, you know, eat at like sporadic times, like not have, like just have quick meals, you know, wake up ridiculously early, go to bed quite late. What are your thoughts on, I mean, I have such strong thoughts on this, but what are your thoughts on people who are tempted to do like an all-nighter the night before an exam?
Like, I get why, like, I guess it's so easy to convince yourself that you just like don't know anything and that it's the only way that you're going to get information into your brain. But like, it's very counterproductive. I like, you know, especially if it's the night before an exam, like leave insert exams are very, as well as like the lack of sleep obviously affecting like your memory retention and everything, like a lot of it you're just not going to remember because you would have been up half the night like tired, like wrecked out of your mind. As well as that, like they're very physically demanding, like especially the likes of like English and stuff like that, English paper two, where you kind of, you like cannot stop writing, like you have to just keep going and going, and for the entire, what is it, like 3 hours, 3 hours thereabouts, like that's like, you're gonna get so tired out if you don't get a proper sleep beforehand. So I think it's so important to be well rested and to, you know, like to have that energy that, like, if you sacrifice it thinking it's going to benefit you, it's going to probably backfire. So I think honestly, like at that point in time, you're so much better just like doing, yeah, like a healthy and a sustainable amount of study, while also ensuring that like you're actually going to remember everything, but also that you're taking care of yourself so that you can actually perform to your best ability during the exam. Because like, I think like people just need to remember as well, like they've done so much all year, like an all-nighter before an exam isn't going to make the world of a difference. Like you might think that like you're going over like a lot more, and that you're like, obviously it's nice to have things fresh in your mind, but like, you know, you just have to trust that you put the work in up to now and not tire yourself out and throw it all away like immediately before an exam, because it's not really going to help you all that much.
Yeah, I'm like so anti all-nighters, because like I've seen people do them before, I've heard of people doing them, you know, before the leave insert, and certainly as well, anyone who goes on to college, like you'll see that people always attempt all-nighters in college as well. I just like, well, first of all, I just wouldn't be able to do it. Like I honestly would fall asleep at the desk, and I tell myself every time I'm stressed about an exam and like studying quite late at night, I'm like, okay, I'll just like, it's, I'm going to take in way more if I go to sleep now and wake up at like 6 a.m. instead. Do I ever wake up at 6 a.m? No, but like I'm sure I would. But like, you know, the morning time before an exam will 100% be, the 2 or 3 hours in the morning before an exam will be more beneficial to you than staying up like in the like middle of the night studying. I just think it's like quite literally the opposite of what your body needs, like to remember things. At the end of the day, like it is like a big memory game. You have, your memory has to be like working overtime for your exams, especially like you said, like really long wordy exams like English. You need to be tuned in, like, and this isn't just in terms of all-nighters, this is also in terms of like generally over the weeks beforehand not getting enough sleep. So like, you know, staying up very late studying for a week every night is going to have the same effect on you mentally as if you just done one all-nighter the night before. I just think the importance of sleep in during the exams can't be overstated. I think it's very important. And Andy, as well, you kind of touched on the importance of kind of nutrition and exercise and kind of just like, you know, getting out for a run or a walk, or kind of anything, even just like a stroll around your garden. And I know some people like, they like to like listen to their notes on their walks, like, so they'll record themselves saying notes, or they'll listen to maybe a podcast, not this podcast, like a podcast that like is about like specific content, like someone like the Shakespeare podcasts that we have on the other Study Clicks Explained channels. But I think it's important as well to get a walk where you're like not listening to notes and like you're actually just out on a walk listening to like your favorite podcast or some music or just silence.
It doesn't
help as well. I presume, well, at the time of recording this podcast, the weather is like disgracefully good, like low-key tropical. And I think it's meant to stay like that, which I think it's meant to stay like that for like the build up to the exams, which is obviously not ideal, but it does mean that your breaks or whatever, your walks will be, at least you won't be getting rained on. But yeah, did you kind of like try and practice that kind of, it's kind of easier said than done, but kind of taking breaks a lot in the days leading up to the exams? I know it's tempting to just study all day, but were you good for taking breaks, going for walks, clearing the head?
Yeah, I think, I mean, like, you know, you're allowed to enjoy the nice weather as well, even though it's obviously not the most ideal of circumstances, but I think it's so typical, like, leave insert weather, people call it. Like, I know, like, I like to study outside leading up to my exams. Like, I'd do work outside and it'd just feel more kind of like, it wouldn't feel as miserable, you know? And yeah, obviously going for walks and things whenever you had the chance, like it's so important to like have that time away, because you know, like you're not going to keep motivated if you just like, it's nice, like I'd be very keen on like rewarding myself for like doing like a little bit of study and just like, I don't know, going for a walk or like getting myself something nice or just things like that. Like I think, you know, there's no point staying like cooped up in a room all day, like you're just gonna feel so much worse about everything. Like you're not gonna want to study if you're like, you know, sat inside like staring out the window like fantasizing about what you could possibly be doing if you weren't like studying. Like I think definitely take that time for yourself to, you know, sit out in the sun or like go for a walk or run or whatever the case may be, just like do something to get yourself out of the house, because it's gonna benefit you as well.
Definitely. I think the entire take home that we have on this episode anyway is just kind of like, you are on the final stretch now, and like the work that you've done up until this point, even if you feel like it's not enough, it probably, you know what I mean, like it is going to stand to you in your exams. And although the last couple of weeks before the exams are incredibly important and like kind of, you know, a great time to cross the T's and dot the I's and stuff, I think the bulk of your work will have happened throughout the year, maybe even without you realizing. Like it might just have been like, you know, paying attention in class. There's things that will come to the exam that you just like vaguely remember a teacher saying like 6 weeks ago, like things like that really will happen. So it's important not to panic. And like we said, kind of, I think the last couple of things we've talked about, the kind of looking after yourself and getting enough sleep and nutrition and exercise is probably the most important thing. You know, like the study, okay, obviously the study is important too, but like I said, you've been doing that all year. Now is when like the kind of looking after yourself matters the most. And we hope that this has been somewhat helpful to you guys. And I know it's a stressful time, so we all want to wish you the best of luck in your exams. If you're like panic listening to this a week before, they're going to go better than you think they will. They always do. And yeah, that's pretty much all we're going to chat about today. Hopefully we'll have another podcast soon about kind of how to deal with the week of the exams themselves. And thank you very much for listening. And thanks Andy and Aaron for being so candid and honest with your answers.
Anytime.